What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Trombonist Slide Hampton is one of the greatest living legends of Indiana Avenue. This April marks the 89th anniversary of his birth. So on this week's show, we'll be celebrating Slide's birthday with a full hour dedicated to his music. Slide Hampton has performed with some of the greatest stars of jazz music, including Dizzy Gillespie, Charles Mingus, Pharoah Sanders, Art Blakey, and Dexter Gordon. For the next hour, we'll be listening to examples of Slide's music from throughout his career. Slide Hampton was born in Gannett, Pennsylvania on April the 21st of 1932. He moved to Indianapolis with his family in 1938. Slide was one of 12 children in the Hampton family. His father, Deacon Hampton, trained each of his children to play an instrument, and the Hampton Family Band toured across the United States as children. The Hampton Family Band was loaded with talent, including the famous Hampton sisters, Alitra, Virtue, Carmelita, and Dawn. During the 1940s and 50s, the Hampton siblings performed together under the leadership of their brother, Duke Hampton. The Duke Hampton Orchestra was a star attraction on Indiana Avenue, holding down gigs at Avenue clubs like the Sunset Terrace, the Rum Boogie, the Walker Casino, and the Sky Club. Slide Hampton played one of his first recording sessions as a member of the Duke Hampton Orchestra, and we'll listen to that record now. Released on Keene Records in 1953, this is the Duke Hampton Orchestra with Please Be Good to Me and The Push.
Baby, you got my heart in your hand. Please be good to me. Baby, you got my love at its end. Please be good to me.
Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating the 89th birthday of jazz trombonist Slide Hampton, one of the greatest living legends of the Avenue. We just heard two tracks Slide cut with the Duke Hampton Orchestra in 1953. The first recording date Slide played on was a 1952 session with the R&B star Eddie Cleanhead Benson. Up next, we'll hear two tracks from that session, Person to Person and Good Bread Alley.
Don't write me no letter. Don't even telephone. I want you person to person. Bring your big fine fox cell phone home. Don't send me no message.
We just heard two tracks from Eddie Cleanhead Benson featuring Slide Hampton on trombone. On this week's show, we're celebrating Slide Hampton's 89th birthday with a full hour dedicated to his music. In addition to being a master of the jazz trombone, Slide is also a highly skilled arranger. Slide got his first big shot as an arranger while working for the Buddy Johnson Orchestra during the mid-1950s. Buddy Johnson is best remembered for his 1945 hit recording of the jazz standard, Since I Fell for You. But by the time Sly joined the group, Buddy Johnson's sound had shifted toward rock and roll music, as we'll hear now. We're going to listen to two tracks Sly Hampton arranged for the Buddy Johnson Band. Up first, we'll hear Bring It On Home to Me from 1955 and Rock On from 1957.
People that you call your friend is just hanging around for the money you spend. Well, rock on! Rock on! Rock on! The last of rock is gone. I got a girl, well, she can't be beat.
We just heard two tracks from the Buddy Johnson Orchestra, featuring arrangements from Indiana Avenue's Slide Hampton. The majority of work Slide did with the Buddy Johnson Band was either R&B or rock and roll music. But in 1957, Slide had a chance to record one of his own compositions with the group, a powerful Latin jazz piece called Sly's Mambo. Let's listen. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. During the late 1950s, Slide Hampton joined a band led by the Canadian jazz trumpeter Maynard Ferguson. In Ferguson's band, Slide had the opportunity to fully display his dynamic skills as a composer, arranger, and soloist. Let's hear an example. From 1958, this is Maynard Ferguson with The Fugue, written and arranged by Slide Hampton. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music from Slide Hampton after this short break. Attention, music fans! You can attend a live recording of Echoes of Indiana Avenue on the afternoon of Saturday, May 1st at the Jazz Kitchen. The legendary Indiana Avenue organist Johnny Dial will appear in a special matinee performance with his group, The Organizers. And WFYI's Kyle Long will host a live interview session with Johnny during the concert. The festivities kick off at 1 p.m. Seating is limited, so go to thejazzkitchen.com for tickets or more information. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating the 89th birthday of the trombonist, composer, and arranger Slide Hampton, one of the greatest living legends of Indiana Avenue. Slide cut his debut album as a band leader in 1958. We'll listen to a cut off that record next. From the album, Slide Hampton and His Horn of Plenty. This is Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child. That was Slide Hampton with a haunting arrangement of Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child. Slide is one of the most dynamic arrangers in jazz music. This next track provides a perfect example. From the 1962 album, Explosion, The Sound of Slide Hampton. This is Spanish Flyer. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. That was Slide Hampton with Spanish Flyer. On this week's show, we're celebrating Slide's 89th birthday with a full hour dedicated to his music. One of Slide's greatest works as a composer and arranger is Drum Suite, released by Epic Records in 1964. Up next, we'll listen to the opening track from that album. This piece is titled Fump and features Max Roach on drums and Yusef Lateef on flute. ¶¶ This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating the 89th birthday of Slide Hampton, one of Indiana Avenue's greatest living legends. In addition to his work as a band leader, Slide also had a prolific career as a sideman. Up next, we'll hear two classic sessions Slide recorded as a sideman. First, we'll listen to a track from trombonist Melba Liston's 1958 album, Melba Liston and Her Bones. We'll hear the track, The Dark Before the Dawn, co-written by Slide Hampton. After that, we'll listen to Loquacious Lady off trombonist Curtis Fuller's 1958 Blue Note Records release, Two Bones. Two classic jazz cuts featuring Slide Hampton. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. We just heard two classic jazz cuts featuring Slide Hampton. On this week's show, we're celebrating Slide's 89th birthday. Let's listen to another classic jazz cut featuring Slide's work as a sideman and arranger. From 1977, this is Eddie Jefferson with Freedom Jazz Dance.
First you put your feet together, then you do a little walk. You dance around and then you have a little talk. You take your hand, you groove her, now you both are getting down, and then you strutting home together, double bumping all around. Yeah. Freedom Jazz Dance is it. Freedom Jazz Dance. Now the tune is really funky and the band is out of sight.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we've been celebrating the 89th birthday of the trombonist, composer, and arranger Slide Hampton, one of the greatest living legends of Indiana Avenue. We'll end this tribute to Slide with a track he recorded during his time living in Europe. Recorded in Paris in 1969, this is Slide Hampton with Last Minute Blues, featuring the jazz legend Philly Joe Jones on drums. Thanks for joining us for this birthday tribute to Slide Hampton, one of the greatest living legends of Indiana Avenue, and one of the most accomplished musicians to ever emerge from the Naptown scene. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week. Same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcasts. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter. Thanks for listening.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.